This is an oral history interview with Robert Wilbanks, conducted by Leah Wilbanks on March 28, 1996 at Fife, Alabama. The subject of this interview is growing up in the mid-20th century until the present time. Where are you presently, Leah?
In Fife, Alabama.
What is your date of birth?
May 11th, 1947.
Okay. What kind of places did you live in when you grew up?
I lived on farms when I was growing up. I lived on a farm in Timbrook with my granddaddy, grandma, and my daddy.
What kind of foods did you grow?
We grew everything we eat in the garden, raised hogs, to eat.
What was the main food that you ate for supper and that? Is it like it is now, eating beans and potatoes overnight?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. What kind of clothes did you wear when you was growing up?
When I was real small, going to school, I had to wear overalls and shirts made out of flour sacks and fertilizer sacks. We wore overalls to school. When you did, a lot of kids would make fun of you for wearing overalls. That's all we had. We had to wear them.
How far did you have to walk to school?
I didn't have to walk too far, about half a mile, I guess.
What kind of books did you have?
We just had regular arithmetic books, English books, spelling books. History books.
What kind of chores did you have to do?
Well, I had to feed and water all the animals on the farm, and had to get in wood and coal for the heaters and stoves.
Did you have any brothers and sisters that helped you?
No, I was the only one.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay.
But they was all little.
Okay. What kind of shoes did you wear?
I had to wear just old leather shoes. I had to wear them a long time before we could get a new pair. Had to wear them out just about.
Where did you get your new shoes at?
Well, we got them at, we had general stores around the neighborhood, and they carried everything, groceries and clothes and shoes and gas and everything. Everything you got, there was a community store.
How much did they cost?
They probably was $5 or $6 a pair, I guess.
So that was a lot.
It really was.
Yeah. Were they made better than the shoes are made now?
Well, I don't know whether those made better. They was made out of leather. They was made out of good stuff, I guess, put together pretty good, but they probably wasn't as good as they are now.
Okay. What was your first vehicle?
I can't remember.
Well, how did you get the money to get one?
Well, seemed like the first car I ever had that I bought myself was a 59 Chevrolet. And I had to borrow the money from a finance company. I had to get my dad to help me get the money.
Okay.
I had to make payments on it.
Was it a good car?
Yeah, it was a good
car. How much was it?
I think I'd give $1,000 for it.
Okay.
It was a good car. I reckon it lasted me a pretty good while.
How old was it?
I was probably 18.
What kind of job did you have?
I worked in a textile mill in Rossville, Georgia.
What'd you do?
I run quilting machines that made bedspreads and quilts. Pillows. It was just a textile mill. I just made big quilts and stuff.
Okay. You were in the Navy. So, why did you go in the Navy? What made you do it?
I was in the Air Force. I wasn't in the Navy.
Air Force?
Yeah, I was in the Air Force. I was the last people that got drafted.
Oh, so you got drafted?
Yeah, I got drafted. I was the last people, the last bunch that ever got drafted, I guess. The reason I got drafted I was living in Georgia, and I moved from Georgia to Alabama, and I didn't tell the board that I was had moved, and they finally caught up with me, and they drafted me.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it. It was an experience I'll never forget, but I didn't like it.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, boot camp was, it was real hard. They made you do a lot of hard, it was just real hard. You had to do a lot of running and exercises and marching and all kind of stuff. And at the time, I was 26 years old. And I was a lot older than most everybody else is. And most everybody else was about 18 or 19 years old. I was the oldest one in our squad.
How long did you have to stay?
Well, I only stayed in 6 months. I got out on a hardship discharge.
What did you do after you got out of Navy? I'm in the Air Force.
Well, when I went in the Air Force, I was working in Chattanooga. And I had been there, working in Chattanooga, I had been there about 7 years. And when I got out, I went back to my job, and I've been there 29 years.
But combustion?
Yeah, combustion engineering.
Okay. How much was you getting paid then?
When I started out at combustion in 1966, I started out at $2 a nickel hour.
Okay. How about your first home that you owned? What about, tell me about it.
Well, the first home I ever owned was in Georgia, and they was three houses and 10 acres of land together, and me and my dad went together and bought it, and I lived in one of the houses, and he lived in one of the houses, and we used the other house just to store stuff in.
How much did you pay for it?
Seemed like I give, I don't know, maybe $9,000.
Okay.
How many kids
do you have? Well, I worked for 10 or 12 years, and I got laid off and had to get out and find other jobs until I got called back. I got called back and went back and worked a few years and got laid off again. I've been laid off 5 times since I've been working up there. Probably about the longest time I was laid off was almost 5 years. And I had to work, I went to work for a guy doing backhoe work, electrical work. It was really interesting. I learned a lot from it. I learned to wire houses, learned to operate a backhoe, and I learned to operate a bulldozer. And we put in a lot of septic tanks and done a lot of driveways and cleared off land, and we worked for Randy Owens, the lead singer of the group Alabama. We built, helped build, wire his house, and we put in septic tank for him, and we've done a lot of work for Randy Owens, and we also done work for Jeff Cook. We wired Jeff Cook's house, and put in, we've done a lot of work. We've done a lot of work for Jeff. We also done work for Teddy Gentry. We wired his cattle barn. And that's about all we've done for them, I guess.
How old was you when your first kid was born?
I was 17.
Okay.
My little girl was born.
How old was you when you got married?
I was 16 when I got married.
Oh. So, You didn't have a vehicle when you got married?
No.
A good one?
No, I didn't even have one when I got married. I still went to school when I got married.
That was in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about the 60s. How about when Kennedy was assassinated?
Yeah, it seemed like I was in the 10th grade. I can remember I was in school, and I can remember when it happened, everybody was talking about it in school. I went home and was talking about it. It was something. It was all over TV and everything.
How about when the first man walked on the moon? Do you remember that? Was that a real big thing?
That was real big, yeah. That was a real big thing. I remember watching it on TV. We was in school and everybody had to go to the auditorium and they showed it on TV in school. Everybody got to see it. It was really exciting.
Okay, did you really, when you like the picture of the 60s, you know, how it shows flower kids and stuff like that, were you like that?
No, I never was like it.
Okay. But you wore bell bottoms and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I wore bell bottom pants and everything, but I wasn't really a flower child.
Well, that's good. Did you mess with Volkswagens because they were really big in the 60s?
Well, I didn't in the 60s. I remember seeing some. There wasn't a whole lot of them around. They was a few, and I remember when I was in school, a guy drove one to school, and we really thought it was something. We really looked it over. But I got interested in Volkswagens, and I bought a Volkswagen in 1967, and I drove it to work about to combustion every day for a long time until it finally quit on me. And I've always been interested in Volkswagens. I quit fooling with them for a long time, and I got started again, and my son got interested in them, and we bought Volkswagens, and we still got Volkswagens, and I've still got Volkswagens. I've got two or three. My son's got two or three. My nephews and brothers, we've all got Volkswagens. We really enjoy getting out and riding them.
Okay, how about what did you do when you was a teenager for fun? Where'd you go to hang out or whatever?
Well, we used to come to Rainsville, and there was a Dairy King at Rainsville, and everybody just rode around, and you'd ride around, and there'd be teenagers in their cars, and they'd be sitting out on the hoods, and we'd ride around the Dairy King, and everybody would holler at each other, and we'd stop and talk, and every once in a while we'd get a hamburger, Coca-Cola. We just had a big time.
How about Elvis? Was he real big with y'all?
Yeah, Elvis, he was always big. He still is.
Yeah. Tell me what you remember about movies, watching movies or going to the drive-in or whatever.
Well, there used to be a movie theater in Geraldine, and I can remember going to it one time and seeing Elvis and Love Me Tender. I believe that was the first movie he ever made. We went somewhere to some of the kinfolk's house, and we was there, and somebody got talking about it, and we decided we'd go see it. And I was barefooted, didn't have my shoes. Had to go to the movies barefooted, and it was embarrassing. But we went anyhow and saw it. That was real big.
Did y'all have a drive-in theater?
Yeah, we had a drive-in theater in Fort Payne. We had one in Fort Payne. I used to go to it a whole lot. I used to go and get in the back seat, back in the trunk of the car, and slip in, get in, and after we got in, we'd get out of the trunk and sit in the car and see the movies.
What, do you remember any of the movies you watched?
I can remember going and seeing The Blob, and it was real scary. And I can remember we was out of a bunch of us boys sitting in an old 49 Plymouth car. We was watching The Blob, and it got to a real scary part, and somebody hollered, and everybody just had a fit, screaming and hollering. We really had a good time that night.
How much did it cost?
It was probably like 50 cents probably, or a dollar for a carload.
Do you remember any of the movie stars, the big ones?
I don't even remember who was in that one. No, not really. I don't remember a lot. I didn't get to go to the movies a whole lot, but we had TV, black and white TV, and I can remember watching it, watching Roy Rogers, and Gene Autry, and The Long Ranger, and Tonto, and all that stuff. I used to watch all of the westerns. I always wanted to be some of the cowboys.
What about a Christmas? Tell me about a Christmas that you remember.
I can remember a Christmas one time. I don't know. I must have been 7 or 8 years old, I guess. And we didn't have a whole lot of money or anything. My dad didn't. We didn't have a lot. But it was, I believe it was Christmas Eve night. And I know Dad didn't have anything for me. I know he didn't. And all of a sudden, I got some Christmas presents. And it was from the movie that used to be on TV called Dragnet. I got a gun and a badge and handcuffs and all of the Dragnet stuff. And it's just, that's one Christmas I won't ever forget.